Just sticking with that, the resources sector, Hancock Prospecting has scaled back a planned iron ore mine.
Yeah, so Gina Reinhart's company, they've got about 4 to 5 projects sort of on the go that they're doing studies on, primarily iron ore mines and the related infrastructure. And they're a good case study on some of the challenges that you encounter trying to develop a new project. So one of them is the Mulga Downs iron ore mine up in the Pilbara. This has been earmarked as a 20 million tonne per annum iron ore mine, which in the scheme of things isn't particularly big, but, you know, it's very substantial. The WA Environmental Protection Authority published updates during the week where they consented to changes to the project, and most notably, a dramatic sort of scaling down in the scale of what's going to be done there. So output has gone from 20 million tonnes per year down to 12. And what they've also done is substantially, in fact, halved the amount of land that will be disturbed as part of this development. They've removed 2 of the proposed mining pits. They're changing the processing approach that they're going to be using there and the tailing storage. So the EPA, from their side, saying, well, lots of benefits here. Less impact on flora and fauna, less impact on Aboriginal cultural heritage, less impact on groundwater. But it also means you've got a mining project that's a lot smaller than Hancock had been hoping, and therefore a lot less jobs as well.
Less jobs, less taxes, less revenue for the company.
Yeah, so again, as I say, it's one of these good case studies. Gina Reinhart, of course, has been a very vocal critic of the amount of red tape, green tape that the government has to go through, that the company has to go through.
Yeah.
She gets very frustrated by all this. The other example, it was only a month or so ago that Hancock got final approval for their McPhee Creek mine. They were waiting 3.5 years for the final environmental approval from the federal government. Now, again, that's an even smaller mine, about 10 million tonnes a year. It was using existing processing infrastructure, existing rail, existing port. Not a big impact, but it took 3.5 years to get that federal approval.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, and that's, you know, all those layers of, well, you said it, green tape, red tape, sitting on top of companies who are trying to get things going, and, of course, that's when you start missing the boat, you know. And I know we've said iron ore's, you know, recovered, but you don't really want to have that doubt. You want to have your mine up and running when you're ready, when you've got the capital to fund it, and when the price is right. Now, Mark, that brings us to next week's magazine, and you have an article on the paucity of resources projects.
Well, yeah. Look, we'd been talking about all these closures, but then at the same time, I was just, you know, normally we see this regular flow of announcements about new projects coming through. And it struck me of, wow, we haven't seen much this year. And in fact, I went back and did a careful look. There's only one major resource project that's been sanctioned in Western Australia this year. That's the Western Ridge Crusher. It's a BHP project, $1.5 billion. This is one, it's basically a new mining pit to replace one of the old pits that will be exhausted. And that's it. Mm. Only one. And in a, you know, in a jurisdiction like Western Australia, that's really unusual. And I then looked at, well, what's the pipeline of future projects? We've already spoken about Hancock Prospecting and the issues that they're encountering and several other projects. Rio Tinto, you know, they've been battling away trying to get approvals for their next phase of mining projects. And they've admitted that some of them, they're battling to hit their deadlines. You might remember there was a lot of discussion about building a new shipping berth at Port Hedland at Southwest Creek. It was 3 years ago that Hancock and Mineral Resources got together to form a joint venture, and they won the right to build that new shipping berth. Well, they're still going through the approvals process for that. Mm. You know, at the time, people said, you know, they were itching to get ahead with the project. No progress there. I mean, look, there's a couple of big gold projects, you know, De Grey Mining. They've got their big mine proposal up in the Pilbara. There's some salt projects, You know, some of these iron ore ones will come through, but all in all, it's a pretty thin pipeline.
It's not what it was.
Yeah, yeah. And that obviously flows right through to job opportunities, contracting opportunities and so on.
Yeah, okay. And I mean, again, there's a theme here, Mark, isn't it? It's that things are taking too long and they're getting too expensive. And look, they're getting there are added costs beyond delay. So just, you know, it's not entirely due to government, you know, intervention.
But as you said before, it's at a time when commodity prices are a bit softer, a bit more volatile. So people want to be able to seize the opportunity when the market is right.
Yes, and because otherwise you're right. Once it gets a bit too, people get a bit cautious, they'll just delay that process. Then it becomes a company decision to delay it rather, and they might blame regulation for that. But it probably at some point becomes, oh, look, this